More than 40 years ago, the River City Street Band, based in Fayetteville, headed south to record a couple of albums at the legendary Ardent Studios in Memphis for Stax Records. The band broke up years ago, but many are still connected to music, including Dick Johnson. Johnson, the former athletic director at Fayetteville High School, never stopped writing songs, and recently he traveled to Austin to record a new CD. Proceeds from the sales will be split between Youth Bridge, the Fayetteville Boys and Girls Club, and to the statewide food bank called the Rice Depot. Earlier this month, he talked to Ozarks at Largest Kyle Kellums inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio.
A lot of people from my generation will tell you this of their hometowns, but it was the America of not much far, far off Mayberry. It was that's the way of life. It was safe. It was open, and children were ushered out the door in the mornings, and were expected to be home by the time we had meal at night. And people had three meals, and most people aspired to not do identical things, but the same type of things with their lives, it was a great place to grow up.
I'm guessing because I grew up in North Arkansas, so I'm guessing if you grew up in Southern Arkansas, you might have had quite a mix of musical influences.
Yes. Ashdown has really turned out a lot of musicians, some pretty successful Nashville musicians, not front people, but band leaders and
session guys.
Yes, session guys. And they all play mostly stringed instruments and that sort of thing. But there was a black man named Nelson Carson, who was a fantastic blues player. And he was the only guitar teacher in Ashdown. And so people that had the money to take lessons, they would learn from him. And, of course, if you wanted to bend strings and do shuffles and boogies and things like that, and you had to go see one of those. But it was a great atmosphere for kids. One thing about it, Kyle, music was we had live music every Friday night. Ashdown was population of about, 4,000 people, and there were six bands in our town. And we had live music every Friday night, and everybody would go. Nobody took a date because you go to dance with all the girls. And the social dynamics and all of that stuff were just so different then.
Well, okay, so the last 72, was that when you recorded the last?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, and is it true you had not been in the studio then until your former bandmate get you down to Austin, Texas for this one?
Yeah. To a full-blown studio. I've done a couple of small things, but not in the studio.
But you've been writing all this time.
Yes, I haven't. I've never stopped writing. So
how'd you pick what would be on this CD?
Well, Julie, my wife, kind of had a vote. And
you're a wise man.
Over the years, some of my songs, people keep liking their favorite songs. So I picked about 10 songs to do it, but I ended up recording 15 songs because I wrote actually three new ones during the process.
Can we hear something from the
Sure.
CD?
Yeah.
Whatever you'd like.
I don't know. This is a song... it's about, you talked about Ashdown. This is a song about actually any small town. Where did you grow up, huh?
I grew up in Baxter County, Lakeview, right on Bull Shoals Lake.
Okay.
Well, Very small town.
Small town. Well, here's the deal. One thing people from small towns learn to do is they learn to talk.
Obviously, yes.
They learn to make conversation because when I was there, long, long before machines that could entertain you, the only entertainment was really other people, and so you learned how to entertain each other. And Ashdown's produced a ton of just great storytellers. And, you know, the genesis of all stories is a nugget of truth. And then it gets told and retold, and it becomes a time-passing narrative that it's fun to revisit. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I was with a bunch of storytellers. And I got a job over in the Middle East and fit in right well with those guys. But in traveling sometimes, I'd spend 12 or 13 hours on a plane sitting next to people that did not like to talk. And I was on such a trip coming back from Dubai, and I had gone for like 24 hours without having a conversation. And when I got home, I started thinking about the difference between my life and their life. And the difference was that we had learned to talk, and we had learned to stretch time by talking. And so I wrote a song about that, and it's called Small Town Boys. Small town boys, easy to excite. Sit in front of Herb's on Friday night, watching cars go around and round, and waiting for something to do. Twice told tales of minor dose, hearing old stories that everybody told, and dreaming about times that never were, and things that could never come true. We were prophets and poets and philosophers, had a feeling that life was leaving us, like the world going by and we'd miss the bus. Small town boys. Our wicked ways were a little light. Make a move on the girls, snake a beer at night. But chasing away guilt was a constant fight. Mama thought we could do no wrong. Call it rule, call it roll, call it ritual. It never seems a bit unusual. On the hood of a car when the moon was full, popping tops, singing songs. We were poets with poems we couldn't write. We had a full blank page which to recite. We whiled away those summer nights, small town boys. But we never seemed shy of brotherhood. We traded licks on the shoulders when things were good. Cried the same place cause we knew we could. It's part of the give and take. But we headed for cities as soon as we were grown. Try to get a piece of that great unknown. Some got God and some got some. Some just got away. But I've done a lot of realizing since what we had didn't have then. God, I love a chance to do it all again. Small town boys.
There's a song on this latest CD. I should mention the latest CD is titled Spig.
Yeah, my middle name is Spigner. My musician friends used to call me Spig. And you know, I just wanted to depart from Coach Johnson, Dick Johnson, and do something different.
Does music allow you to do that, even if you're just writing, to be someone a little bit different or a different part of yourself?
Oh, yes, yes. I called my musical self the other guy, mm-hmm. Because he was so much different from my public persona. Seriously, the other guy knows all the words to all the songs that I know all the songs I've ever learned. Wow. But I don't, but the other guy does. And it's a matter of getting into that place. And when you get in that place, I don't know where it comes from, but it's there. And so, you know, that's so Spig is the other guy.
I got you. Well, Spig wrote a song called Neil's Benediction.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably about
Neil Williamson.
Yeah. A fixture for so many years on Dixon Street.
You know, Neil was a friend of mine, like he was a friend of thousands. And I went to his funeral, and every musician within 100 miles was there. And if you've been around Dixon Street, you know, you know the people. You see the people, and you recognize them from being there with you all these times. And it was just a sad and a happy day. Neil was he was one of the toughest people ever. And he was dealt a raw hand with his disease, but he never let it set him back in the house. He was brave, he was tough, and always positive, and he wanted to talk about everything. When I was a football coach, he knew about my team. He loved to talk about the Razorbacks. He was into it, you know.
And, I mean, you'd see him when they were called the Lady Razorbacks. He was at the Lady Razorback basketball games. He was everywhere.
He was engaged, and he did not let his affliction hold him back from anything. And even when he got the double, when he got Lou Gehrig's there at the end, you know, he was dealt an even worse hand, but you could not defeat the guy. And so that day at the funeral, the first line to that song came into my head, and I wrote it down on the back of the deal stuck in my pocket. Was intended to be a eulogy sort of thing for Neil. But when I wrote it, I found that I could not write anything about Neil that wasn't uplifting, because he was so uplifting. I mean, he just was. And so I thought, you know, the legacy that if I'm going to give him something, I'm going to give him something that was like him. So that's how that song happened.
Well, do you mind playing one more?
Sure. What do you want me to play?
Whatever you want.
Well,
I'm asking you to do something for free, so I'm going to let you make the choice.
I don't know. I can play any of them. Just trying to think what's representative of the group. I can do Neil's. It's actually, it doesn't sound like a Fayetteville song. I don't know. Let me check my tune before
sure.
I start it. Now.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Here's to Neil, here's to Wendy, legends of the street. Here's to all of the crazies that hung out with me. Here's to moonlight dancing under wisteria leaves. They're all in my Dixon Street dreams. Here's to Roger and Levon, Stevie and Bruce. Here's to old Bob McKinney and Pat Martin too. Here's to Shooter and Porky. Here's to Maxine. They're all in my Dixon Street dreams. Lift up your glasses and lift them up proud. And tune up your guitars and turn them up loud. Dance to the memories of those who have gone. Let the good times carry on. Let the good times carry on. Mm-hmm.
Here's to Jose's and George's, La Dila's Cafe. Took care of me in my hell-raising days. Here's to Ernie and Earl, a musical scene. They're all in my Dixon Street dreams. There are those that'll tell you the good times can't last, but I'm here to say I take exception to that. 'Cause there's something eternal about music and beer. As long as there's freedom, Dixon'll be here. So lift up your glasses and lift them up proud, and tune up your guitars and turn them up loud. Dance to the memories of those who have gone. Let the good times carry on. Let the good times carry on. Forty-odd years we've haunted this place. Oh, time takes its toll in so many ways, but it can't touch our spirits, they're forever young. And let the good times carry on. So lift up your glasses, lift them up proud, and tune up your guitars and turn them up loud. Dance to the memories of those who have gone. Let the good times carry on. Let the good times, let the good times, let the good times carry on.
Every inch, every measure, every second of that is a Fayetteville song. It sounds exactly like a Fayetteville song. That's beautiful.
Well, thank you.
That's beautiful. 29th CD release.
29th.
A bunch of your friends.
Friends, no cover.
All right.
So.
Hey, Dick, thanks so much for coming.
Hey, man, it's been great.
Thank you.
Great.
Dick Johnson's CD release party will be Thursday night, May 29th at 8 at George's Majestic Lounge on Dixon Street. His new CD is titled Spig. He talked to Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums earlier this month inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio.